Lawmakers want to force groups that run ads within 2 months of an election to follow the same campaign finance laws that cover traditional political campaigns if they specifically mention a candidate. That means donors to these groups would have to follow state contribution limits. Those are as high as $10,000 for candidates for governor, or as low as $500 for people running for the assembly. Oshkosh Assemblyman Gordon Hintz says he and his freshman colleagues felt many of their races in the past election were hijacked by outside groups.
We're defined by what happened to us in 2006. We're happy to be here today because it meant that we won, but we don't think it's the best way that we should be electing people in Wisconsin.
The plan would also force groups that run ads for or against candidates to disclose their donors. Right now, they can keep them anonymous. Whitewater Assemblyman Kim Hickson says that won't stop negative campaign ads altogether.
But it will stop the unregulated negative advertising, or at least make people aware where the money came from that pays for these ads.
Groups that run these ads have pledged to fight plans like this one in the legislature on the grounds that they violate their First Amendment rights. They say their members have a right to donate anonymously, and bills like this one serve only to protect incumbents from criticism. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.